Krishos, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Lubyansky, Rabbi Reingold, Rabbeim, Rabbanim, and everyone here who came to join in this Yom Yun today. Good morning. It is an honor for me to stand here, take this opportunity to represent my family, to speak a little bit about my father, about the Kolo. About 19 years ago, my father was suddenly taken from us. The community was left in a state of shock. As a response to his patira, some friends, some people got together, they established the Kolo. So I want to speak a little about my father. He was a pillar of the community, but he was a unique type of pillar. He was very unassuming, and he did things in a very quiet way. That was his defining pasuk, to walk quietly in front of Hashem, to do what you have to do, but do it in a very quiet way. My mother, when she saw on the poster that it mentioned he was a pillar of the community, she was a little hesitant to accept it because of his quietness and his unassumingness. But, the way she describes him is he was an ordinary, extraordinary person. He was an ordinary person. He was a lawyer. He was an athlete. He was a family man. But he did extraordinary things. He excelled in his learning. He took his tefillah very seriously. He was a Baal Chesed. The Mishnah famously states in the beginning of Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, that the world stands on three things. There are three pillars to the world. And it was through these three pillars that my father, that he was Mekayim them, that's how he was a pillar for the community. There's Torah, Avodah, which is tefillah, and there's Gemilas Chassadim, which is doing acts of kindness. He spent his day as a working man, but he always had chavrusas. He always had time for learning, and they say about his law firm. He was partners with Shragi Kaviar, who happens to be here today, and he could testify to this. He in his law firm, in his office, there were more sfarim there than there were law books. That's what they say. And in his passenger seat in his car, there were constantly piles of sfarim there. He was always learning with people. His tefillah. After his patira, there was a lot of people sent a tremendous amount of letters to the family about different aspects of him. And there was someone who used to daven in Shomrei. He was a chaz in one of the minyanim there for Yom Aram, and he used to describe when he would finish his tefillah and come back to my father's row to describe what he looked like, the peace he was at, the connecting to his creator. He took his tefillah very seriously. And his chesed. He did chesed, so much chesed, in a tremendously quiet, unassuming way. Not for the fanfare, just to do it, because he was caring. He was part of the Chevra Kedisha. He did chesed on an individual basis. Today's topic, Shemaya Ka'ona, is talking about the power, the koach of Shemaya. The literal translation of Shemaya is hearing. There are a couple other translations of Shemaya. One of them, my raya is from the Art Scroll translation, and Tefillah Sahava Rabba is understanding. That's when you fully hear someone, it's understanding them. That's what it is. I'm sure there are other places where you could see that. And another one is in Parshas Chayisara, when Avraham Avinu is looking for a kever, he's trying to buy the Maros Machpelah, and he's speaking to Bnei Ches and Ephron. They use the word Shema'inu many times. And the way Unkelus translates it is kabel, to accept. My father was able to look past the labels that were placed on people. He was able to look past, different, whatever social standing people were in. He looked at people and he was machshav every single person. And that enabled him to befriend so many people. Whether they were different from him, whether they were similar to him, he was able to embrace them and be friends with them. And that enabled him to help people in a tremendous way that some people didn't even want to even get close to. It was through that ability to have a tremendous understanding of people and the acceptance of people and who they were, that was what helped him thrive. With his patira, this was all lost. The community lost a pillar. The response, the building of the kolel, gave the community a pillar. Daily, since the establishment of the kolel, the kolel has been a makom Torah, a makom of high-level learning. There's a high caliber of learning. The kolel members, they're osik in the sugyas of libud hilchasa, the highest level of learning, to get to the halacha l'maisa. It's a makom tefillah, and the yeshiva and the kolel is a makom tefillah also. The davening here is unique davening. It's very real. It's very sincere. It's well. The pace is beautiful. It gives you time to concentrate, to focus, and finally, the Kollel does tremendous chesed for the community. A very high caliber chesed. The chesed of disseminating Torah, making it available and accessible for members of the community. If you look through the pamphlet that Rangold mentioned, every night is taken up. The Kollel members go out to different parts of the community. There's shiurim on different topics. It's different levels. Everyone can come to any shiur and gain from it. It's accessible to everyone. The fact that the Kollel is an amazing pillar, and it continues the life that my father embodied. The ideals he embodied, the things that defined his life, the Torah, the Chesed, the Tefillah, are continued, and that is a tremendous nechama for my family and me. And it's a tremendous, it's just so meaningful to us to have the Kollel in the community. And my family and I feel it is very appropriate at this time to show appreciation, our Karsa Tov, to the Kollel, to those who started it, to those who helped maintain it and continue to help maintain it, to all the former members and the current members, to the yeshiva for housing the Kollel for so many years, to Reingold and Rav Aaron Lubyansky for all that they put into the Kollel, all the kochas they put in to make it beautiful and to develop it and to have it grow and to benefit the community and the family. It's just so meaningful, and it means so much to our family to have this Kollel here named after my father, and we can't express our gratitude enough. I'll also take this opportunity, being a product of the high school, and I had a short stint in the Yeshiva Gedola as an engaged bacher, just to express my gratitude to the yeshiva for all they've done for me. I gained so much in my life just building me up through high school, and the relationship I built continue till today. I have several relationships with Rebbeim, both in the high school, in the middle school, in the Yeshiva Gedola, and the Kollel. I have so many relationships that last today, and I also can't express my karsa tov to the yeshiva for what they've done for me. Rav Moshe Chaim Blait has worked tirelessly to make the event happen. He has been running around since I got here Thursday. I don't think he stopped running. I think he was even running on Shabbos also. Just he has so much energy. Sorry. But we appreciate his work, and at Reingold we want to express our kasatov for preparing the Mar Makomos, the source sheets, and the shir, and for all those who also helped in preparing the shir, for preparing the Yom Iyun, and for also these beautiful source sheets. They did a great job, everyone who was involved in it. And lastly, I want to express Hagar Satov from me and my family to everyone for showing up here. It's amazing for us to see so many people coming out to learn as part of a Kollel function, the Kollel Zichron Amram, and we really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great time learning and an uplifting time learning. And Emir Tisham, the same way that by Shemaya Kaona, the Shmia that the person hears from the Medaber, he's able to use the Dibor and is able to benefit from it and gain from it, so too my father's neshama should be able to hear the learning and benefit from it and should lead to an Eloi of his neshama. Thank you very much.
Okay, without any further ado, we're going to get to the learning. It's been tried, tested, and we've done lots of analysis, and we've come to the conclusion that the only way to match people up in Chavrusas is on the spot, so you're going to have to forgive me for this process. I would like to start by, if you have community rabbanim who have a group of people that want to learn with them, if you could stay seated, find your local Orthodox rabbi. If you have already been pre-matched with a Chavrusa, please stay seated with your Chavrusa. Otherwise, if everyone could please stand up and move to the back. I'm sorry, it's the only way it can happen. If we can move and we'll get from there. And don't worry, there's more coffee, so it'll be okay.